It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Joining us today on the Chadron State Sports Journal, as we're already getting into basketball season. Hard to believe it's here, but exciting times for CSC basketball. Let's welcome in Janet Raymer, the Eagle women's basketball coach. Janet, delighted to have you on the show. We do this every October. We start talking about what the team's going to look like and what you've been up to in your first bit of practice. And I'm sure you're just really excited now that this new season is beginning, even though it's in a bit of a different scenario with the coronavirus situation.
Thanks, Dave. Yes, we're absolutely excited to be back on the court after not having a postseason and just being able to get the ball in our hands and be able to be together and be in class. We're extremely excited.
Janet, how has the pandemic really affected your off season since that point back in March when things started to really change your recruiting and going into this season? What have you really seen affected the most?
Yeah, it's been insane, really, for us. The normalcy is gone. The no postseason was hard on us. They allowed us to do some summer workouts, which was very limited because we didn't have a lot of kids in town. But those who were here really got some good work done. And then they delayed our preseason a little bit, so we didn't start as soon as or as early as we normally would. So that's part of it. Then just the fact that nothing's normal right now in the world, and just trying to keep kids healthy and be able to come to practice, that's one of the big ones right now. Recruiting is different for sure. It's a little bit scary to bring kids in to your bubble, but at the same time, it's like you want to see these kids, and for the longest time, we weren't able to have any contact. Everything was by phone and online, so that really changes things in the recruiting process. We have a couple kids on the team that actually signed without coming to Chadron first, you know, or even seeing it, actually three kids, and that's a big commitment for a kid, plus for us not being able to actually meet this kid face to face. And we were opened up for about a month, and now it's closed up again just because of a normal recruiting calendar, and now we're back to trying to figure out who we're going to bring in and how we can do that without actually seeing them in person.
Yeah, very strange. A lot of adjustments and learning on the fly, I'm sure, for you as you recruit these next players you want to bring into to Chadron State, and then even trying to head into a season that is scheduled. We'll get into the schedule a little bit later in our chat today, Coach, but you know, just the uncertainties of when games are going to be. I guess the good news is at least you've been able to formally start practices. That was back on October 15th, and now that it's been about a week of a chance to practice, how has that gone so far for you and the girls?
You know, it's nice to be able to actually have normal practices. Going into the season, you're right, there's a ton of uncertainty, and we just have to accept the fact that we're going day by day and week by week, and there may be games that we don't get to play, and there might be practices that we don't get to practice. And so I think just to try to keep the kids calm and know that they're still practicing for a reason, because at some point we are going to get, I believe we're going to get to play some games. We just don't know which ones, because we could easily cross them off the list if we have to quarantine, if the other team has to quarantine, if changes happen within the states. So just there's a lot of variables going on right now. And so the most that we can do is to just try to stay on a regular schedule and not worry about too far in the future. Just worry about that week.
Women's basketball coach Janet Raymer is our guest tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. Just one final question on coronavirus stuff. I get this question a lot from fans wondering how basketball and masks and stuff is going to work. You know, in football, they don't wear masks under helmets. But with practice and games, you know, what are you guys doing mask-wise for practice? And then what is going to be sort of the requirement for games? Are masks going to be required in with the close contact of basketball or just on the bench? How's that going to work?
Well, Dave, you're asking me for future answers here. No. Currently, we are not wearing masks. My players are not wearing masks in practice. Coaching staff is. What they're looking at game time is the same. But what I'm looking at as a coach, if one of my kids tests positive, everybody is quarantined. So we're probably going to start wearing masks. My staff met today, and we do believe that we'll start wearing masks tomorrow on the court, which is a very difficult task for them to be able to breathe and get up and down the court. But what we're looking at is if somebody tests positive, our whole team is shut down for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's a long, long time to be able to not be able to get on the court. There's very limited what we can do through Zoom and different things. And then just even think about the 2 weeks off, how out of shape they're going to be if they even feel good enough to play. And there's arguments both ways, but to save the team and save some of the schedule, I think we're going to probably come to the decision of wearing masks in practice as well. Going forward, I mean, on the bench, during games, the players are going to be required at this time. They're planning on having the players on the bench wear masks. But as far as I know, we don't plan to play with a mask on in a game. The RMAC and the NCAA isn't requiring that. Now, as far as the team goes, how we're going to do it, I mean, it's a ways out there, and we're probably going to spend a week testing what it's like to play with a mask in practice and go from there.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking is, you know, you can just sense how difficult it's going to be to find out and, you know, how it's going to work in trying to breathe and run up and down the court and play with a mask on. But I guess a good news piece here is that you're going to try it now and see, and then if the RMAC or NCAA decides that they need to put some kind of a mandate in, maybe your team will be a little bit more ready than others, should that be how we simply get games played this winter. Just a crazy time. But Janet, let's look ahead, and with a positive light and some vision on your team, and with the assumption that we're going to get some games in and we're going to be playing normal, hopefully, you've got two really, really strong returning pieces that could have some all-RMAC type of seasons ahead of them. Jory Peters and Taryn Foxen, two terrific players. Tell us what you're seeing out of Jory and Taryn thus far in the season, and just talk about what you're expecting from those two as well as your two big leaders.
They've been doing a great job in practice. Both are leading us on the court. Jory had a phenomenal summer. She was able to stay here and get some workouts, and her scoring abilities were good, but now they're great. So I expect that we're going to be able to get more scoring out of Jory, and as a point guard, that's a tremendous task. And so I'm really excited to see what Jory can do in that role, as well as controlling the tempo and controlling the game. And then Taryn, everybody knows Taryn as that scorer, and that hasn't changed, but her strength on the court, I believe, has gotten better. She's still looking to score. She's making better decisions, I believe, which is going to make her even stronger. Both of those kids, you can look to, you're going to see them in the news, and they're doing great things.
Coach, the supporting cast is going to be very important for those two as well. Jordan Morris had an exceptional freshman season for you, and she's a returner. You've got a few others coming back as well. Tatum Peterson was injured last year but could provide maybe some size inside. Maybe you can fill us in on some of the returning supporting cast that's coming back as well.
Absolutely. Jordan is a strong player. She's getting stronger in her moves, getting a little bit more controlled inside to be able to finish. And that's really what we're looking for her to do, run the court and then be able to finish. And then obviously play defense as well. But Jordan's coming along. Bailey Brooks is a strong role player for us who stepped up this year even more. And Bailey's one of those kids who can pretty much do everything. And she could potentially have a different role every game. And she's more than open to that. A couple others that I see really making improvements in practice, Rachel Henkel, a strong post player, just literally strong. And we put her in to kind of move people. She's been working on finishing and being able to score it and just being stronger with the ball. I expect her to fill a role this year. And then Brittany McCauley, she's had minutes in the past, kind of hot and cold a little bit, and she's kind of coming into that role of being more consistent and just knowing what she's doing on the court. And that's something that returners bring. Those four really are probably the kids that we're looking to contribute in different roles.
Boy, it's so good to have some continuity with players returning, some of the veterans coming back, as you mentioned, to mix in. And now some new players, too, that I know you're excited about. You've got three freshmen and a couple of transfers that are joining the team this season as well. How's everything going in to the preseason and in these practices with those additions? And who out of that group do you really see stepping up and getting some significant court time to really help this team?
Well, first off, I just want to say how great the returners are doing in bringing these new kids in. The transition has been very smooth for the new kids because of the returners being good role models, being good leaders. And what I see from these, first off, I'll talk about the transfers. We have Hazel Fleet and Mardasia Cross. Dej plays the guard spot and Hazel plays a post. Both of those kids are coming in, bringing us a ton of depth in both positions. Both are capable of scoring it, and just their experience level that you get with a transfer over a freshman. It's typically an immediate impact. Hazel, you're going to see that she has amazing hands, just really soft hands, able to finish. And she'll play like a 4-5 for us. And then Dej, she can play a 3-4. She's a strong kid who can defend a post. She plays really great inside of 15 feet. So those two are going to make a quick impact. And then we have the three freshmen. The one who probably stands out the most right now is Olivia Waffle. She came in and she looks like she could be a returner already. Just really getting the job done. I expect that she'll probably back up Jory at the point guard, and she's able to play a 1-3. And then Delaney Klosterman and Shea Powers, both I expect them to get on the court this year. They're still going to be developing as well, but I think that we have room for them to play a role.
That's great. Depth. Depth is so key in the RMAC, and you'll be able to get a lot of people on the floor this year, Janet.
We've got more from Inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagle Sports Insider Dave Collins.
Now let's kind of get away from personnel. And once again, I know the future's super uncertain, but let's talk schedule a little bit. You're looking at getting a game or an exhibition with maybe Wyoming. I know you guys have played Colorado State in the past. There was also a new addition to the schedule I saw this morning. It looks like some RMAC games have been moved to November. Can you talk about your schedule a little bit for us, some of the changes and what lies ahead?
Yeah, a lot of things are uncertain right now, but we're trying to still work through with Wyoming to get a date and get basically to be able to be happy with the COVID testing and be on the same page. We have to meet their requirements. As with anybody who plays us, they have to at least get a minimum level of testing. So we're trying to still work through something with Wyoming. We've had talks with Colorado State as well, trying to work through some things. Both of those are up in the air. We really don't know if it's going to be able to happen or not, but we're trying. And then as far as the November games, we moved the January 1st and 2nd games into November to give us a little bit more time when we come back from our holiday break to try to get kids tested and get them cleared to play again. And for me, I love being able to play in November just to spread that season a little bit. We get so many games in such a short period of time. It's hard on their bodies. Just to be able to even start a little bit earlier. You know, we're practicing for more than a month before we have that first game, so we don't want to make it 2 months.
Yeah, Coach, and are there any opportunities to add any non-conference regular season games? You know, the NCAA, they've kind of limited the amount of actual contests that count that you can schedule and play way back months ago. I remember them doing that. But is there any way, you know, outside of the D1 exhibitions, are you looking at any D2 teams to go play or any type of tournaments or events or anything like that now?
Well, we're limited to 22 official games, and that's what our conference plays. So we're not allowed to do anything official outside of the 22 conference games.
Okay.
In addition to that, we're allowed 3 either exhibition or scrimmages. We're looking at a scrimmage that's private, that we're not going to announce who it is. We're not going to announce anything about it because it is going to be a closed scrimmage. So obviously not open to the public. Both teams have agreed to not publicize it. So I can't tell you who or where or what on that one. And we honestly don't even know if we're going to be able to do it just with all the COVID regulations. And if both teams can come up clean and at that point, then we'll try to get together and do it. But it's so up in the air. And when you look at somebody outside of your conference, they have different rules. So first you have your state rules. Then you have your conference rules. And that's what every school is trying to satisfy. Well, then you go outside of that, and now you have a whole different set. And so to match those up is pretty difficult, and that's why it's so difficult right now with us, with Wyoming or Colorado State, to even match that. And then with another out-of-conference team that we're looking at scrimmaging, we, again, have different rules. And so we're trying to meet in the middle, and well, not even meet in the middle, just meet at the minimum of what we can do, and which is pretty high still. So
yeah,
so it's tricky.
So difficult to get everybody on the same page with all the different rules and governing bodies all having their own set of what to try and do to best stay safe during the COVID situation. Coach Janet Raymer's with us tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. Great talk with Janet to look ahead at the season. A couple more topics I want to hit on real quick, Janet. In D2, some really big news yesterday from the NCAA. Looks like winter athletes are now going to be given another year of eligibility. So pretty much everybody in college sports from March through this year into the spring is going to get an extra year. Is that, in fact, the case for you and the girls on your team, and your thoughts on the ruling from Tuesday?
Yes, they are all granted an extra year. Basically, this one won't count against them. So our senior can come back. Our juniors have two additional years. Everybody on the roster has an extra year. I think some of our kids will take advantage of it, and many of them will not, just because of their academic path. And so, I mean, I think it's interesting ruling. I understand it, because it's just we talk, and the uncertainty that I have with which games we'll get to play and how soon we're going to get to play and all those things, because we're not just looking at our own Shattern State women's basketball team. We're looking at whoever we play. We're depending on them to show up as well. So there's so many variables in it. I understand why they want to give these kids another season, because it's so insane. And the other part of that, I mean, it's going to help our kids to be honest with how they're feeling and if they're having symptoms and that kind of stuff, because, you know, we're testing regularly. We test every week. But in addition to that, I mean, if a kid comes in on Monday and they don't feel good, we need to know. You know, we don't want to expose everybody for 2 or 3 days before they get tested and another 2 or 3 days before we get the results. And so I think it helps to keep the honesty and the integrity by giving them that year as well. But I could fight back and forth both ways. As far as recruiting goes, this changes things a lot. Simply because now you look at 2021, well, how many kids do you really want to bring in? You get to keep your seniors. The year after that, how many 2022s do you want to bring in? You get to keep those juniors for an extra year. So it sort of, in a way, delays things. I think it really depends on which team you talk to with us. It may not affect us too negatively. I actually think it's a positive for us.
Just interesting, and I can't wait to see in the next few years how it all kind of shuffles through and who's able to use it to their advantage and how you're able to recruit through it. And it just goes to show that the situation we're all in is going to linger on in one way or another down the road a bit as well. Coach, final topic for you. You know, the end of this talk every year, we always talk about goals and where you want the team to be. And, you know, the first question I had in this area was, you know, is this the year that you feel like CSC will crack that RMAC tournament top eight and get in the bracket? You've been aiming for that the last couple of years and come close. But is that your main goal again this year? Or you know, after talking to you right now, it almost seems like your main goal is just to maybe get in as many games as you can.
Yeah, I think our number one goal is to stay healthy and get on the court. That's our number one goal, because we can't do any of that stuff if we can't get on the court and stay healthy. After that, well, actually, first one will be our grades. You know, I don't know how much time these kids are going to spend in the classroom this year if there's a point where we get quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to figure out how to keep the grades up. And these kids did great. All of our kids, our postseason was phenomenal grades. And so I expect it will continue that, but, you know, ultimately we're D2 and we want to graduate kids, and we need to keep them in class as long as we can and stay healthy. And then third, yes, absolutely, we're going to compete. We're going to get out there. We're going to win as many games as we can. And obviously that's a goal of ours all the time, you know, to turn that corner. And I really truly believe that we are capable of it. But we got to stay healthy and get on the court to be able to do it.
Well, it's great to hear that you feel like this team will have a shot at a run at getting into the RMAC tournament. But again, first and foremost, let's hope for health, hope to get some games in, and get enough in that the RMAC decides to host that postseason tournament this year and have the CSC Eagles as a part of it. Janet, thank you very much once again for giving us the preseason visit about Eagle women's basketball. Just wish you and the girls all the best in staying healthy, getting your preseason prep done the way that you want to and need to, and hope that we can tip this off in late November with some RMAC conference games that were just reshuffled and announced today to start the season actually a little bit early. Thanks for the thoughts, Janet. Looking forward to the season.
Dave, thanks for the coverage.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.